pouring your heart and soul into your blog only to see little financial return. But don't lose hope yet. I know that feeling all too well. After some deep diving, I stumbled upon some amazing ad networks. That could be a game changer for you. In this article, I navigate through these and explore various strategies on how to advertise a blog and make it a profitable project. Dot, are you ready to transform your blog into a revenue-generating powerhouse through blog advertising? Let's get down to it. Table of contents. Toggle blog advertising in 2024. Key takeaways. What are the different types of blog ads? Display ads, affiliate ads, sponsored content, direct banner ads. Top blog advertising networks 1. Google AdSense 2. Mediavine 3. Propeller Ads 4. Ezoic 5. Infolinks. How to optimize ad placement for increased revenue. Strategic ad placement. A/B testing for the best results. Understanding viewer engagement patterns. Enhancing blog monetization through multiple channels. Combining advertising with affiliate marketing. Offering exclusive content or memberships. Implementing native advertising tips for retaining advertisers and maximizing earnings. Building strong relationships with advertisers. Regularly updating ad content and strategies. The role of understanding your audience in blog advertising. Tailoring ads to audience preferences. Using analytics to refine advertising strategies. Legal and ethical considerations in blog advertising. Adhering to advertising standards and regulations. Ensuring transparency with your audience. Pros and cons of blog advertising. Potential revenue versus user experience impact. Long-term viability versus short-term gains. Conclusion. Fact. How do I start to monetize my blog? Can I run ads even if my blog is brand new? What are some ways to grow my blog and make money without using ads? How often should I show ads on my blog? Are pop-up ads a good idea for monetizing blogs? What's the best strategy for choosing which types of ads to display on my blog? Blog advertising in 2024, key takeaways. You can make money from your blog by using different types of ads, such as display ads, affiliate ads, and sponsored content. Google AdSense and Mediavine are good networks for display ads. Affiliate ads pay you when someone buys a product through your link. Putting the right ad in the right place is important to earning more. Use A/B testing to find out where on your blog ads work best. Mixing different ways of earning, such as adding memberships or exclusive content, can help increase how much you earn from your blog. To keep advertisers happy and keep earning from them, share detailed reports about how their ads are doing on your blog. Vary ad placement based on what works. Make sure you follow the rules and are clear with your readers when an ad is paid for or if links might earn you blog revenue to remain honest and legitimate. What are the different types of blog ads? Ads on blogs come in various flavors, from banners across your page to partnerships with brands. Each one has its own way to monetize, and getting the mix right can boost your blog's income per month. Display ads. You can make money with display ads on your blog. They're simple to use. You just put them on your page, and when people click or view the ad, you earn. It's passive income, because once the ad is up, you don't have to do anything else to keep earning. Display ad networks, such as Google AdSense and Mediavine, pay in two ways. Pay-per-click, PPC, and pay-per-impression, PPI. You win both when someone clicks on an ad and simply when they see ads. The best part? You can earn money while sleeping, thanks to these display ads. One effective advertising strategy we've used for blog monetization is the integration of targeted PPC ads directly within the blog content. This strategy has been incredibly successful because it doesn't just blanket the audience with generic ads but uses strategic placement based on the blog content and the interests of the readers. For instance, by placing PPC ads that are directly relevant to the content being read, such as digital marketing tools or services within an article about digital marketing trends, we've significantly increased our click-through rates. Robert P. Dickey, President and CEO, AQ Marketing Affiliate Ads. Looking for different ways to make money with your blog content? Another blog income generator is affiliate ads. This means you recommend products or services in your posts and get a commission for every sale made through your links. You should only suggest items you've used and truly believe in, ensuring trust with your readers. For example, if you write about running shoes and include an affiliate link for a pair that you wear, when your audience buys them using your link, you earn some money at no extra cost. It's a win-win. You provide valuable recommendations, and it helps support the blog financially. With this approach, both bloggers and readers benefit from the honest reviews and experiences shared on a blog, and traffic increases as people look for trustworthy advice before making purchases. Affiliate marketing is another effective strategy for blog monetization, where bloggers earn commissions by promoting products or services through affiliate links. Bloggers can partner with affiliate programs relevant to their niche and promote products or services they genuinely endorse to their audience. By creating high-quality content that incorporates affiliate links naturally and provides value to readers, bloggers can drive conversions and earn commissions. Hannah Sanderson, CEO and founder, Clever Canadian Sponsored Content. Sponsored content lets you partner with brands to craft posts that showcase their goods or services. Such an approach is often more profitable, but connecting with the right companies takes work. This path is more complex than using ad networks, but the payoff can be big. Engaging directly with brands brings unique opportunities for monetization beyond typical ads on your blog. Direct banner ads. Sponsored content gives you a way to share valuable offers. But selling spots directly on your blog for banner ads is another game-changing experience. You can sell these spaces to businesses looking to get seen by your readers. The price? It's all about how many people visit your blog each month. To catch the eye of potential advertisers, you can create a special page that says, "Advertise here." This is a common strategy for new bloggers. Plus, you can use buttons around your site that invite businesses to fill in their ads in those spots. It's straightforward. They see the button, click it, and learn how they can advertise with you. This approach helps you keep earning from your blog while offering value to both readers and advertisers. Top blog advertising networks. Choosing the right ad service can make a big difference in how much money you make from your blog. Google AdSense, Mediavine, Propeller Ads, Ezoic, and Infolinks are some of the top names out there. Each one has its own way of doing things. So, take a look and see which fits your blog best. 1. Google AdSense. Google AdSense ads stand out as a prime choice for bloggers aiming to monetize their sites. It sets no traffic hurdles, making it simple for newcomers to get started. The network generously shares 68% of ad income with publishers, ensuring you receive a fair portion of the earnings from ads on your blog. Payments arrive monthly through various methods, fitting different preferences. What truly seals the deal is its accessibility. To join, you need original content that follows AdSense program policies, and you need to prove your site ownership if you are at least 18 years old. It's clear. Joining Google AdSense means tapping into a reliable source of ad revenue without jumping through hoops. 2. Mediavine. Mediavine is big in the blog ad network scene, managing thousands of sites. They're picky, though. You will need at least 50,000 monthly sessions to join their club. It's worth it for many since they pay through ACH International, ACH USA, PayPal, and wire transfer. However, you'd need to wait 2 months plus 5 days after the end of a month to see your money. 3. Propeller Ads. Propeller Ads is an interesting choice for bloggers looking to monetize their sites. This network reaches out to over 1 billion people and partners with more than 150,000 publishers around the globe. What stands out is its low payout threshold of just $5. And it pays weekly. That's great news for new bloggers just starting to make money blogging. Propeller Ads offers several payment methods, including PayPal, Payoneer, ePayments, Skrill, WebMoney, and bank wire transfers. However, there are a couple of things to keep in mind. For example, they pay less for non-English sites, and some users find their ads too intrusive. Also crucial is the absence of header bidding technology. Here, it could affect how much revenue one can earn from running ads on your blog. 4. Ezoic. The Ezoic platform needs your blog to have at least 10,000 sessions a month before you join. They pay 45 days after each month ends. You'll like that the minimum payout is just $20. You can get this through check, PayPal, direct deposit, or international wire via Payoneer. More than 10,000 websites rely on Ezoic for their ad management. 5. Infolinks. Infolinks stands out in the ad network for bloggers, being the third largest publisher marketplace. This platform caught my eye because they don't ask how much traffic your blog gets. For someone trying to monetize a blog without huge numbers, this is big news. They give you 65% of revenue, which is a generous offer. For payments, they keep it simple and diverse, with options such as PayPal and bank wire transfers, among others. What you may find helpful is their low payment threshold, It's only $50 to cash out. This setup makes InfoLinks an appealing choice when looking for ways to place ads on your blog and start earning while keeping things straightforward. It's a direct path to growing your online income with contextual ads that are a good fit for your blog content without needing an overwhelming number of visitors first. How to optimize ad placement for increased revenue. For more cash, put ads where eyes linger most on your page, near top posts or where people click often. Use tools such as A/B testing to find sweet spots. Ready for a boost? Keep reading for smart moves in ad spots. Strategic ad placement. Putting ads in the right spots on your blog is key. Make sure to place display ads where people see them most. For example, at the top of a page or near popular posts. This way, when someone visits your blog, they will notice these ads first. For affiliate ads, you can put them inside your blog posts where they fit naturally with what you're writing about. This makes readers more likely to click on them. High traffic areas, such as the start of an article or near comments, get different types of ads, too. A/B testing for the best results. A/B testing can show you which ad spots make more money. Try two versions, A and B, in different places on your blog. Then, see which one visitors click on more. This method helps you find where ads should go to earn the most. For instance, if you put a display ad at the top of your page, version A, and another halfway through a post, version B, tracking clicks tells you where it fits best. By doing this with Google AdSense or Mediavine ads, you quickly learn how to place them right. Understanding viewer engagement patterns. Seeing how viewers interact with your blog lets you pinpoint what works. You can use tools such as Google Analytics to track which posts grab attention and where readers spend the most time. This data can show you the topics and types of content that keep people coming back. Knowing this, you can adjust your strategy by focusing more on popular blog post ideas, subjects, or even formats. To boost ad revenue, you should closely watch how ads perform across different pages. For instance, display ads might do well on one page but not on another. This insight can help you decide where to place ads for maximum effect. With trial and error, testing different spots, you can find the sweet spot that increases clicks without annoying readers. Enhancing blog monetization through multiple channels. Mixing ads with affiliate partnerships gives your earnings a boost. Adding pay for parts or memberships on top of that can really kick things up a notch. Combining advertising with affiliate marketing. Merging ads with affiliate marketing can also boost your blog's income. This way, you run ads and promote products that give you a commission. For instance, Google AdSense lets you place display ads easily. Meanwhile, networks like Ezoic offer tools to mix these with affiliate opportunities. By doing this, you can make more money from each visitor. Offering exclusive content or memberships. By offering something special that readers can't find anywhere else, you create a community feeling. This approach allows you to charge for premium content or memberships. It is great because this method not only brings in steady income but also builds a loyal reader base. To keep your audience coming back, give them unique articles, videos, or guides they won't see on other sites. For example, if someone signs up for a membership on your page about blogging tips, they get access to in-depth tutorials and ebooks that casual visitors don't have. This strategy can help you stand out in the crowded online space, ensuring your blog remains valuable and engaging for those who are willing to pay for more insightful content. Implementing native advertising. You can make blog money through native advertising. This means blending ads right into your content, making them feel like a part of the story. Readers find these ads less annoying because they match what's around them. Google AdSense and Mediavine can be big helpers here. They let you earn passive income by managing where these hidden ads go on your page. By using native advertising, you give readers smooth sailing without pop-up storms or clumsy banners that don't fit in. It's all about keeping things looking natural while the cash flows in. Native ads seamlessly blend into the look and feel of our blog content, providing value to our readers while also generating revenue. We consider this strategy successful because it enhances user experience by offering relevant and non-intrusive advertisements that align with our content. We've been able to maintain reader engagement while effectively monetizing our platform. Additionally, native advertising allows us to partner with brands that resonate with our audience, resulting in higher click-through rates and increased revenue potential. Omer Lewinson, General Manager and Marketing Expert, Management. Org tips for retaining advertisers and maximizing earnings. Keep your advertisers happy by really getting to know them and what they want. Use blogging tools such as analytics software to show them how their ads are doing on your blog. This can make them more likely to stay and spend. Building strong relationships with advertisers. You should always share specific numbers and success stories with advertisers. This approach can help them see the exact benefits of placing ads on your blog. For example, you can point out that your blog has over 10,000 monthly page views and that a significant portion of your traffic comes from high-value regions like the USA, Canada, the UK, and Australia. By doing this, you ensure advertisers feel confident about investing in space on your blog. You can also make it a point to use tools like Google AdSense reports to provide detailed analytics to advertisers. This transparency shows them how their advertisements perform, detailing clicks, impressions, and engagement rates. Regular updates on ad content and strategies keep things fresh and show advertisers you're proactive about monetizing efficiently while keeping mutual goals aligned. These steps can lead you to build strong relationships with top advertising networks, such as Mediavine and Propeller Ads, enhancing your success, regularly updating ad content and strategies. Always make sure to refresh your ad content and change your strategies. This keeps things fresh for your audience and can help you stay ahead in the game of monetizing your blog. Joining networks like Google AdSense or Mediavine plays a big part in this process. They give you new ads that match what your readers like, keeping them engaged. Also, dive deep into knowing who reads your blog. Look at their age, what they enjoy, and where they're from. This information can tell you which ads will catch their eye the most. To keep earning well from ads on your site, changing up these pieces is key. It's not just about placing any ad anywhere. Selling ad space on your blog effectively by combining smart placement with updated content could mean more money while you sleep, making it super easy. That's why you should always choose the best ad network for bloggers. And keep an eye on which ad types work best for your site. The role of understanding your audience in blog advertising. Knowing what your readers like and dislike shapes how you set up ads on your blog. Use tools, such as Google Analytics, to see what grabs their attention. Then, use that information to pick the best spots for your ads. Keep reading to learn more about using audience insights to make your blog a moneymaker. Tailoring ads to audience preferences. Match ads with what your audience likes. This means finding out who reads your blog and what type of content they're interested in. Then, pick the type of ads that fit these interests. For example, if most of your readers are into tech gadgets, run ads from companies that sell tech items. Use tools such as Google AdSense and Analytics to see which ads work best on your blog. This way, you can show more of what your readers click on. It's all about making sure the ads are something they want to see. By doing this, you keep your readers happy and make more money from blog advertisements, using analytics to refine advertising strategies. It's crucial to dive deep into using analytics. Analytics are your best friend for refining ad strategies on the blog. They show you exactly who's coming to your page and what they want. This way, you can place ads that match their interests perfectly. For example, Google AdSense lets you see how well your ads do. With tools like Ezoic and Infolinks, you can get even more insights. They tell you where to put ads for more clicks and money. By checking these numbers regularly, you will learn which spots on your blog work best for different ad types. Keep testing new spots for placing these ads, too. A/B testing helps a lot here. Sometimes, changing an ad spot just a little makes more people click on it. More clicks mean more cash. From running these ads on your blog, legal and ethical considerations in blog advertising. In advertising for blogs, following the rules and being clear with your readers are key. You'll want to stick to what's allowed by the law and always be honest about the ads you show. This makes sure your blog stays on the good side of both the legal lines and your audience's trust. Adhering to advertising standards and regulations. Always make sure your ads meet strict rules and standards. This means following the laws set by organizations such as the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. They're big on making sure ads are truthful and not misleading. Also, keep an eye on privacy laws to protect your readers' information. It's a lot, but playing by these rules will keep you out of trouble. For every ad campaign, whether it's with Google AdSense or another network, check their guidelines. Some networks have their own sets of do's and don'ts about where and how you can show ads on your blog. Sticking to these makes sure your blog is a friendly place for advertisers and keeps the money flowing in from advertising on your blog, ensuring transparency with your audience. After talking about sticking to advertising rules, it's also vital to focus on being open with your audience about ads and sponsorships you display on your blog. Make sure your readers know when content is paid for or if links might earn you money. This means using clear language and having a policy that's easy to find and read. You can craft one using various online tools. Offering trials, such as a 30-day test run for advertisers, brings in more ads and shows readers you're picky about who advertises with you. The main goal is to keep creating awesome posts while letting your visitors know upfront about the deals behind the scenes. This honesty builds trust, making them more likely to stick around and click through those ads that keep your blog going. Pros and cons of blog advertising. Blog advertising can fill your pockets, but it might also test your readers' patience. Potential revenue versus user experience impact. One of the best ways to make money blogging is by leveraging ads per post. Some bloggers earn up to $20,000 a month with the right ads and traffic. This sounds great, but there's more to think about. Too many ads can annoy people visiting your site. They might leave if your pages take too long to load or if ads pop up everywhere. Balancing is essential. Use Google AdSense and Mediavine for display ads because they're good at not slowing down your site too much. Also try affiliate marketing, adding links to posts that fit well with what you're writing about. Putting ads in the right spots matters. 2. If an ad fits naturally on a page, it feels less annoying. Conversely, some readers hate ads and can be turned off by their presence. Keeping an eye on what types of content get more views can help you decide where to put these ads for the best effect without hurting the experience of someone reading your blog. Monetizing a blog isn't strictly about jamming it full of ads. Too many advertisements can lead to a poor user experience and increased bounce rates, and they can potentially harm your reputation. The key is to find a fine balance where ads complement rather than detract from the content. Jessica Bain, Operations Director. Go promotional long-term viability versus short-term gains. Yes, earning from your blog through ads gives you quick cash. Yet, for lasting success, you need to think beyond just today. Immediate profits are tempting. They help pay the bills when you start a blog. Don't use ads for income only. Focus on keeping your readers happy, too, as you blog the right way. This balance ensures your blog stays relevant and profitable in the long run. Google AdSense and Mediavine show that the income from blogging and advertising is real, but not without effort. You must adjust ad types and placements while watching how your audience reacts. Too many ads can annoy visitors. Too few may mean missed earnings opportunities. So, refine your strategies over time, aiming to grow steadily rather than grabbing fast cash that might hurt your blog's future potential. Conclusion. Mastering blog advertising isn't just smart. It's essential for success. With the right ad networks, such as Google AdSense and Mediavine, you're setting up your blog for a stream of passive income. Be sure to place ads strategically and mix in affiliate marketing or exclusive content to boost earnings further. Keep an eye on what type of advertising works best. Test, learn, and adapt. Most importantly, know your audience. Their preferences can guide your ad strategy to generate more revenue. So, go ahead. Explore those top ad networks and watch your blog grow. FAQ: How do I start to monetize my blog? If you want to make money blogging, first choose the right ad networks for bloggers, such as Google AdSense, Google Ads. Then, place ads on your site strategically, such as by picking a specific page on your blog. Remember that not every page needs an ad. Can I run ads even if my blog is brand new? Yes, you can. However, getting approved by the best ad networks might take time. Focus on growing your blog traffic first. What are some ways to grow my blog and make money without using ads? There are several ways to earn a profit by blogging. Consider writing engaging content that draws readers in. Use direct ads or sponsored posts as alternatives to traditional display ads. How often should I show ads on my blog? Don't overwhelm visitors with too many ads to display. It's crucial to find a balance. Display relevant ads that match your content and audience interests. Are pop-up ads a good idea for monetizing blogs? Pop-up ads can be effective, but use them sparingly so they don't annoy your readers or drive them away from visiting your site again. What's the best strategy for choosing which types of ads to display on my blog? Consider what works best for your site and audience. Mix video ads and display ads wisely based on page content relevance and reader engagement levels. You might also like How to Make Money Blogging, a free guide, the 21 best and most popular WordPress, the complete guide to SaaS content, 130 plus must-know AI terms, the ultimate